Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. You are watching the Jane the Virgin After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight we are discussing Chapter 47 and Jane lost her virginity. Stay tuned.
For TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah! Hello, AfterBuzzers. Even though we're excited, it's actually quite upsetting because it's Jane.
No, that's not upsetting. Jane. It happened finally. Yeah.
Just Jane.
It's just Jane now.
It's just Jane. Happy Halloween, everyone. You are watching the Jane the Virgin After Show. I am your host, Stephanie Georgie. Before we get started, go ahead and subscribe to our page. Find us on iTunes, SoundCloud. Rate us 5 stars and let us know what you think. You can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie.
Yes, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at XOXOCESCA.
And you can find me everywhere at Natalie Tavidian.
Okay, so today we have our minion, our this is Halloween lady.
Our minion.
And I am 11. That's why I started that way.
Just so she that ate her egos already.
I ate my egos.
Nailed
already.
It.
And I'm 11 when nailed she's it. Hiding. Because everyone wore the pink dress and I didn't have one.
And what'd you use for the makeup over there?
This is my pink lip liner.
That looks red to me.
Hopefully on the camera it is red.
It looks red to me.
Anyways, so I mentioned a little something in the beginning, but we're going to save the
spoiler
best
alert.
For last. Mm-hmm. And start with singing. Who sings in the show? Xiomara does amor.
Not bad.
Actually, before I get into that, come on, shake your body, baby. Do that conga. Woo! Claudia Stefan. Xiomara is a singer. She auditioned for The Voice today.
I know.
She didn't make the cut.
That sucks.
People that do.
I don't know why. She's incredible.
She's amazing. Right? I had a friend that auditioned for American Idol before, and it's just like they auditioned thousands on thousands on thousands on thousands mm-hmm. of people.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like insane.
I used to do the after show for both of those. And,
oh, and that's right.
I actually was quite fond of American Idol over The Voice. Just fun. I don't know what
I
it
never
was.
Watched The Voice.
Oh, it's okay. Very different.
Yeah. It was very different.
I'm on The Voice. I just got off right before Jane the Virgin.
Yeah. So weird, both those shows.
You're on The Voice now?
I'm on The Voice now.
Oh, with Rosie Bear and Megan?
No, completely different
panel.
Completely
wow.
different panel. Wow. Yes.
Sorry, guys. Like, we just really went somewhere else.
Also, we had a lot of sugar.
Yes, we had candy.
So it's going to be
so
a great show.
So much candy.
It's going to be a good show.
AfterBuzz treated us so well.
A lot of baby
I mean, they always do, but they treated us so well today with all the food and candy and the sugar and the cookies. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Yeah, wait till we get to, again, like I said, the end. It's going to be hot. Okay, so singing, the voice doesn't make it.
No.
Rogelio puts in his 20-year favor card, and Estefan and Emilio Estefan shows up.
It's makeup.
So yeah, that's happening with that. And then we have a little moment there. What do you think is going on in Xiomara's head in regards to her saying that she doesn't know what she wants to do with her singing? Maybe she kind of doesn't. Like, she's happy to do that as a
I think she's
hobby, if you will,
scared.
And does want a profession.
I think it's scared. Almost like a midlife crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because that's who she's been this whole time. She's been a daughter, a mother, and a singer.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't done anything else because, you know, she had a...
This is Halloween.
Because she's finally an empty nester, right? And
yeah.
She has all the time in the world to focus on her career now.
But it's scary because I think also when you like something in a more creative field,
mm-hmm.
it's not steady. Like, we're just saying the odds of, say, getting The Voice is like one in bazillion, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
So it's very hard to kind of, wait, well, I need a career, but it's like, Jane's like, Mom, but you're a singer. But it's like, well, no, I need, like, a career.
Like some,
because it's hard. And if she's gone her whole life kind of just like this, and now it's like, like you said, empty nest, and she's getting older.
Well, it could be a reality but it's still scary for her. And I was so sad when Jane found that list of her alternate careers, and she had a list there, and I don't know, I was always so inspired by Zoe, like, never quitting.
Right, but at the same time, and I feel bad, and I don't know if it's a cultural thing, where I would be in the same position, like, I didn't, not in a bad way, but I didn't grow up in a family that's like, follow your dreams. I grew up in a family that was like, you know what, you need security, and you need to be smart about your decisions, and stuff like that, but I don't know. I just, I feel like I would get it. Like, when do you quit?
Yeah, exactly.
And other people think you never can quit. Yeah. You know, just at least have a plan B, or at least figure out how to do something simultaneously.
Right.
Understood. But someone who didn't quit, apparently, and did get his dream was Rogelio, because he didn't have that until later in life, like mid-30s or so. And now
he's all about the fame.
Yeah, now he wants to pitch The Passion of Santos in English to a little network called The CW.
The CW.
Dare to Defy. that was quite funny.
That was.
That was really funny.
It was. So
then he walked out and said, who watches The CW anyway?
We do.
Hello.
Right? Jane the Virgin.
And I love that they had Rob Lowe as the person who would do it.
Right.
Yeah, that was so
and
funny.
And he is fabulous, so I get it.
I like how Rogelio called him, like, old. Like, I don't even look
old. He's like, he can play Santos's father.
Right, yeah. So they're in that predicament where it's like, okay, yeah, they'll take the show, but it's not going to be him. Mm. And I thought that was so, so very selfless of Rogelio to use his favor for Zoe instead of for his show.
Exactly. He loves her.
It's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful. Men on this show.
Right? Another great person on the show is Abuela. And
she's incredible.
She brings up this little... I don't really understand what the point of Cecilia was. Was it just to...
For her book. Aunt.
For her book, right.
For Jane's book. She needs that character. So she's interviewing her grandma about her life. And she doesn't want to talk about Cecilia.
Right.
She's Cecilia's like, bitchy Cecilia. Sister. That's all I have to say about her. Cecilia why? Because she's always been a bitch. That's why we don't like her.
And she told her family that she wasn't a virgin when she got married, which is quite upsetting. But
that's like totally sibling stuff, though.
That, you know what?
That's what
that
you
actually
do.
Bothers me too. I know. God, I would punch my sister in the face. Yeah. They've ratted on me. My brother and my sister ratted me a couple of times. I'm the middle child, though, so.
Oh, you got it both ways.
Yeah, they team up a lot. but anyways, yeah. So that was the abuela line, and Cecilia continues, which I really liked that Jane plays her, because it was really nice to see Jane speak Spanish.
Well, did you notice that she was speaking in English for the
majority of the time.
The majority of the time. And then after everything happened, after they had good sex, she switched into Spanish.
Again, maybe it's the passion. It's the thrill.
It's the passion.
Yeah. Some passion that hasn't fizzled exactly is...
Dock-locked.
is Luisa's and Rose's passion.
Okay.
That hasn't sizzled?
Fizzled.
I mean, they fizzled.
They did it 156 times.
Something like
or
that.
Or something like that.
The number was up there.
I mean, Luis is just an addict in general.
Yeah.
Alcohol, sex.
Everything. It's like, okay,
bad
girls.
She's addicted to
Rose. Yeah, she's addicted.
Yeah,
but also scared.
See, but I knew that once Rose was around, that it was going to give Luisa the opportunity to see her for what she is. You know, regardless of missing her, because... She knew that Rose killed her father the whole time, and then she doesn't want to say anything until she's with Rose, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, so that's just the type of person that's just how it works.
Right. Plus, they're underwater in the middle of the Great, or circling the Great Barrier Reef. She can't escape.
She's going in circles.
I would be so crazy in a submarine underwater.
I know.
Someone who's killed your dad.
Oh, gosh. Especially since I believe that the Great Barrier Reef is no longer alive anymore, which is really sad, but then that means there's nothing to look at.
No, it's probably just... ocean floor
and dead plants or reef.
R.I.P. reef.
R.I.P. reef. Okay, yeah, so that's kind of crazy. And then I loved the part where when Rose comes in and she gets scared, and I was like,
yeah,
because
that was
I thought exactly where Rose thought. I was like, dude, she just jumped when she saw you, so that sucks.
But like, what took so long?
I'm
100-something times sleeping with her, and this woman killed your father.
Yeah, but she probably needed to get it out of her system. It's one of those things, like, it's closure. I bet you the sex for her was closure. Like, she got it
100-something times?
I think Luisa's just immature. Mm-hmm. Like, she's always just not ever chosen the right way.
It blows my mind that she was a doctor, though.
Wait, she.
Well, yeah. Hello, Jane. Jane, the virgin with the child.
Look at the little mistake she made.
Thanks, right. Louisa.
Oh my gosh.
But I like. Okay. Meh. Two things. I was sad because this episode we barely saw Raphael.
I know.
So that was a little sad, but. He's there because Luisa, so that was kind of nice that we actually still got to see a peek of him, but I guess it was Luisa's, like, she's missed everything. They've been underneath the water for like months, mm-hmm. and she didn't even have
access to email,
right? They had to
ascend
to Wi-Fi depths, but you know, like, that's how you could see that Luisa's kind of like freaking out because she wants her family, she wants her brother, she wants to know if he cared about her birthday, mm-hmm. and stuff like that,
which was so nice to see.
I know, at first I thought Rose was faking it, but then we saw back up on land.
I keep staring at your makeup. Your nose. So good. I love the flawless. Nose, too. It's a little swirly.
Halloween.
But happy Halloween. Okay. Raph is so good, and I'm happy that he told her that he loved her and that he missed her, because that's what Lisa needed. And I'm sure that it's true, considering he's really alone now.
He's very alone now.
He's super alone. Especially because it totally makes sense, though, to have... He has to notice sooner or later that he still feels empty without Petra, because $100 that when Petra's around, he feels that company. He feels mm-hmm. that presence of her. But with Aneska being Petra, it's like different. Mm-hmm. It's like a girl who doesn't know me and has a crush on me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or doesn't know him and has a crush on him. Okay. All right. Sorry Let's if I ran through that, but I wanted to get to
the We want to get to the good
Let's
stuff.
Get to the good stuff.
Okay.
The stuff your parents make you cover your eyes.
It finally happened. So we are excited because the doctors give them the good to go on the sexo.
No longer hashtag doc blocked.
No doc block. And they rush home, but they can't do it right away. So again, the buildup is still there. Rogelio's there, and then Grandma, and so
and
are
we
there.
Were all not sure it was going to happen.
Yeah. Well, low key, Natalie wanted to go ahead and say she's
going
to lose her virginity, and we're like, no, it's going to be the last season.
Before I saw the tweet, what did I say? I said, this is a soap opera. They're going to extend it for another year. This is not happening today. Right. It is not happening. But it finally happened. You're sad about it.
I am sad. You know why?
Why are you sad?
Because I'm sad for the same reasons that Jane is sad. Because your virginity, it really is something beautiful, and it's something that's a part of you. And I could only imagine when you have something for that long, it's more or less something to be proud about. It's the same reason why a lot of older virgin women can be a little bit naive and or pretentious and or, you know, snotty, because they have that, you know, something about them, and you can't take it away. And to be, it is one of the most beautiful things about a woman is like her body and her, right. You know, something that's hers.
Here's what I like about where Cecilia comes in and those visions she was having about her great aunt, right?
It would be celebrated.
Her great aunt, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And she said that Jane needs to stop obsessing about virgin or whore.
Mm-hmm. And well, that's sad. The reason why, though, is because of our society.
Yes, so, you know? Exactly. And I think that's where, that is why Jane was so upset. And that, I think that's why a lot of women who hold on to their virginity are upset at that moment.
Of course.
I loved how Cecilia changed, or the visions of Cecilia mm-hmm. that she's seeing changed, and kind of brought that to light right there.
Yeah. Cecilia, hablando en español, después que Jane se perdió su virginidad. Ooh. Wow.
I'm going to pretend I understood that.
Okay. I'll put the subtitles after.
Right? Wait, well, so you were sad, and that's actually what I wrote, because I wanted to ask you guys how you felt after they finally had sex. I mean, okay, first of all, I love the little cartoons of them, like,
that was
the
perfect.
Second cartoon was a dirty one, though.
Dirty mind over here.
With the whale.
They're underwater. You know what that means.
No,
I don't get it. Can you describe this to me? I don't know what's happening
what
here.
What happens when a whale has to breathe?
I can't do it.
I didn't get that.
No.
Virgin mind.
Can you explain this to me, please?
No, but I was, I kind of was sad. And I almost felt, I was sad too, but I felt like... I kind of felt like Jane as well, but also not more of emotional stuff. It was more of the, like, because I knew it wasn't going to be good. Because everyone, like, we're talking about society says sex is bad, right? So you're a virgin, oh, you're a prude. But you have sex, oh, my God, you're a whore. There's no, like, middle ground. And so you just expect it to be crazy. And you know it's not going to be anything.
Yeah.
And I almost, for a minute, I was like, oh, God, there's not going to be any passion between them. Yeah. Like, what's the deal? Where's Raphael?
Right. You know what I mean? That's what I was scared about. And then all I can think about...
But wait, what did you say after that you're glad that...
Oh, yeah,
this all happened with...
Yes, okay, so... you know what?
For putting you on the spot here.
I know. For all of you who have followed the show, or have been with me and us since the beginning... Go ahead and look back at some episodes and figure out when I said this. But I had said before that maybe it would be good for her to do it with Michael. One, because there are certain things I think even growing up that I, when I became sexually active, not necessarily sex, but, you know, other stuff. Oh, my God. The word that everyone hates. Heavy petting. Oh, my God.
Who says that?
I know. Sexual education. just kidding. But just, you know, random stuff that I remember doing with, like, close friends was nice because it was friends and you get scared and it's really weird with someone that you might have, like, passion towards. Then I said that I was happy about it happening with Michael because she's going to learn her body, she's going to learn herself. And then for some reason I kept thinking, I'm like, oh, my God, that's going to make the sex between Raph and Jane incredible. That's literally the first thing that went through my head.
Raph.
It's not over the top. That was not an over-the-top prediction.
Right, but it would just suck. The only reason why I don't want to go with that is because Jane is a good person. She's not... I don't care how much of a telenovela it is, she's not going to cheat on Michael.
No, yeah, I could... Oh, I wasn't even thinking that way. I was thinking, Michael dies...
Oh, right.
Hey, stop it.
No, but I
years
thought,
from now.
Going there.
No, but I thought, like, sometimes after you reached a certain point, like, their sex might be really good and whatnot, but that's when you give yourself all to someone and when you can... honestly know if it's there or not, if it's just a friend, you know. I mean, I don't want to ask, like, have you guys ever had sex with
your friends?
Right, but that you can never be with, but it's kind of nice between them. I don't know.
No. Well, I guess that's why they say, like, it's good to marry, like, your best friend, right? Because it's someone you
forever.
Right, you can feel comfortable being, you know, embarrassed in front of. They're gonna see you in your best and your worst.
But it's not just friends with Michael. There is a lot of romance and love.
Yeah, but that's, like, they have, like, a really good, like, he's so thoughtful and caring. Like, yeah, they have a perfect balance.
Oh, he goes back and watches the video?
Oh, my God, Michael. I love
it. He wants to work on it because it's not perfect.
What did we say? What did you say?
No guy would do that.
No guy.
No guy.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's crazy.
Michael's just perfect. I say this every time.
He's like
every
Prince Charming.
Show. Yeah.
Of the CW.
I just feel bad, though, because I love him so much. I really do. Actually, if Justin Baldoni and Brett were both here, they would tell you, because when I met them, we first had them on the show, I freaked out when I saw Brett because I watched Ravenswood and I loved him.
Oh, yeah,
him
that's right. He was
and,
on that.
And Justin Baldoni's fantastic and he's so fine to me. But as far as artistry goes and acting, like, I love Brett. And he was like, oh, my God, you're so much more excited to see him. And I was like, no, I love you too. I'm sorry. But
you hurt Raphael.
I heard Justin. Justin, I love kidding. You. No, on the show, like, I couldn't help but tell you that, like, I can only see Michael as a friend still. And maybe, I'm not saying I'm not attracted to him, but I'm definitely a little more attracted to Raph. Like,
wait, hold on. Are you Jane? I'm confused what's going on right now.
I know.
Yeah, she's being Jane.
Did we
she's
just being transport?
Jane. Stephanie,
she's
remember.
Talking about the character.
You're not her. Okay, you're right. I just still really feel like I lost something tonight.
You know, I have to say, though, that this episode was...
I feel like we gained something tonight. We have a new identity.
I know, right? We were like, it's her identity. That's what Natalie was saying. But just that moment when she cries, I could tell, like, it was... It's just sad, you know? Because it's like a beautiful moment.
I get the sadness,
though. It's a bittersweet.
I completely agree with you. Yeah.
Please, girls, just hold on to it for a second.
I know. Okay. No, for real. It's, you know, it sounds so cheesy because everyone says that while you're growing up. Like,
God, and you just don't know until it happens.
And then you don't listen to it. And then later you're like, why did I do all those things. Yeah. Like,
were you here for the conversation with Kylie and Sam when we talked about the virginities? Kylie's in I wish she was here. Get it together, Hodges.
Get it together, Hodges.
Hers included a goldfish, and then yikes, Sam talked about some kind of a fart noise. I'm like, no, bitch, that wasn't a fart noise. Sorry. James, were you in that conversation too? James.
Oh, I was. It was amazing.
It was so good.
She like broke furniture and then like almost killed a goldfish and was like naked yelling at the guy in the room, like, no, you need to save the goldfish before this can continue.
Yeah.
See, that's
amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, to be perfectly honest, I just remember crying. It barely started. The time that Jane almost lost her virginity to Professor Chavez.
Oh yeah!
Remember when she starts crying, and it's like so dramatic? But I remember being like, like
were
crying.
You in like a baseball dugout or something?
No,
what?
It was like in a good spot and everything. Nothing like too crazy, but I just right away before like we got I just bawled and
before the heavy petting.
Meow. Meow.
No, yeah, and that's the same thing. And I was just like, stop, and just that was it.
Yeah, it's especially emotional for someone, or it's something where you're in your head, like Jane's in her head this whole time. Because if you're growing up with, like, exactly like how she did with her grandma always saying, like, mm-hmm.
It's so bad. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then you're kind of like, too. Or if you go with someone who doesn't really care, then it's not a big deal. Like, I'm binge watching Shameless right now, and they all of them are just like having sex, and everyone knows, and they don't care. Like,
but
you know,
yeah,
I mean?
But I feel like half of it has to do with the fact that we all get we're watching TV and we're like waiting for something good to happen. Even when we're watching like a PG and it's like two like cool characters, but they don't do anything, we're like, damn it, we just wanted to see them kiss or do something.
Mm-hmm. Take your clothes off.
Yeah, because we're so
take it off.
Yeah, we're so used to it, and we want to see it, and now that it's like allowed to see, it's like even more exciting, or we're just not entertained until that point.
Right.
But I think even with someone who didn't, even if you grew up with your family telling you that sex, you know, it is beautiful and everything else, but that's why you should wait until you're ready for it and you can mm-hmm. understand it. But it's still, like, you can grow up with people saying that, you know, sex is awesome, normal, this, this, and that your entire life, but...
Society?
No, but it's still your body, and you don't know what it feels like when someone else has access to it.
Right.
And so it's just like, no matter what in your mind... it's going to feel there. And I think a lot of girls justify not feeling that way by continuing to do it, to be like, it's just normal. It's normal. So let me
just
do it when they shouldn't do it, you know?
Yeah.
So it sucks. But I think if we made it easier on women to do it respectively, not go crazy. And if you do, just, you know, be safe.
Be safe.
And
a little.
But it's just, it's a very complicated situation.
I'm thinking about all the Christian school talks. Sex ed talks.
Bible
right
distance
now.
Apart.
I never had sex talks.
I grew up with that.
And not in Christian school.
I went to a private Christian school, and it was sex ed was done by a priest who said, you know, it is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. How would he know if he's a priest?
Christian, not Catholic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Damn, she tried to shut that down real quick.
How would he know? No, he was married.
Got it, Christian.
No, but they do know. But that's the thing, though. It is a very... Sex is beautiful, and it is something that you've gained. Especially, I loved the part where I have blood going out of my ears, too. Sorry. I just...
Also makeup. Disclaimer.
Oh, yeah.
Disclaimer. her ears are not really bleeding.
This is Halloween.
She's not really 11.
Everyone's like,
11.
Stephanie, get out of the studio now. Something's wrong.
She's not really 11.
Back and watch this, I want to make sure everybody knows today is Halloween.
Yes. Seriously. When she accidentally sends the sex video to her.
Oh my god.
How did we forget about this?
She's right, though, when she's like, oh, that explained your writing. And it's just so funny, and I've said this so many times mm-hmm. in shows prior, how having sex just... there's a different understanding of the world in general
mm-hmm.
or how you speak to someone and what you're feeling and just like
it took a little bit though. It wasn't just the first time that she had sex.
No,
I think she had to feel the passion,
mm-hmm,
the intimacy,
right,
have the orgasm and
having
have
to
it
talk
be perfect
to about it, having
then
to
her writing
them.
Changed.
Yes.
Cecilia changed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See?
Wow.
Cecilia became a new person.
See?
She's in.
Her visions.
Una nueva persona.
See?
Who, me?
I've been initiated.
I know, right? You know, it's so funny. My whole life, everyone, if we were just sitting in a panel, they'd be like, oh, look at the two Latinas and the white girl. Who speaks Spanish here and who doesn't?
No, I speak it.
No, I speak it.
Oh, wait. What's going on?
I was just saying how I was looking at the both of you. Like, man, you guys look both so Latina, but neither of you seem
I do. I could totally pass for Latina.
Oh,
I
but thought you were, too. She's Armenian, though.
See? Mm-hmm. See? You forget, too.
Yeah, I forget.
I could pass for it. I'm proud of it.
I'm You're proud honorary. Of it. I love
You're
it.
You're honorary. People are beautiful.
Honorary, girl. Honorary.
Yeah. No, I'm actually Armenian. Arminian.
Ah, I love that! Let's get another one!
Yeah, another one. Yeah, totally been initiated tonight.
Arminian. Sick.
Dude, I'm dying. I that is awesome.
Like, it literally made me so happy in my heart.
Arminian.
Arminian.
Now I'm going to have that stuck in my head.
Banana.
Arminian. Oh my god.
The candy, guys. Oh the candy. Candy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We've had too much sugar.
This is Halloween. Okay.
Okay, can we go back to that video, though?
Dude, yes. I knew that was going to happen to the second.
The laptop was in the screen.
And they, yes, exactly. And they didn't even make it a thing. Like, they didn't have the music or, like, focus on or, like, you know, the narrator didn't say anything. But I knew that was going to happen. Duh. And, of course, it did. And I love, though, because also she wanted to tell someone that she had sex.
That's what I was really sad about. She wanted to call her mom. Or her advisor.
But I kind of thought that was funny that it was ended up being her advisor that she was the first person that she talked to about, because her advisor's this, like, you know, always so negative and like, ugh, mushy stuff. And so she gave it to her straight. Like,
but
you said.
That she got it and she was like, oh, okay, that explains a lot. Yeah, I gave it to her. She couldn't look at her. However, it cracks me up.
She couldn't look at her.
I'm like, did you watch the whole video though?
Oh, she did.
Yeah, she was like, because she said that explains a lot. And she's probably like,
like, what is happening?
Yeah.
You kids. Gotta record everything, document everything.
Thanks, Kim. Okay. But, so, did anyone else, I love you, Kim, did anyone else feel, I think I said it out loud, I don't know if you guys heard me, but I actually thought for a split second she was gonna text Raphael.
So did
Or
that Raph would have just texted her for whatever
by
reason.
Randomly.
And then she would have to say it. Because it that could easily be like, where that's her good friend now, because that at the end of the day, that's her baby daddy.
But that's remember last episode, he's like, we could talk about things, you know? Like, what are you and Michael doing? What's going on?
So, and who here believes that Raph saw the little glow in Michael's face?
Right away.
Michael had sex glow.
We were all watching and we're like, Raph knows.
And it's not just sex glow. It's sex glow with Jane.
Sex glow with Jane, and it's like, why are you so giddy right now?
Yeah.
I didn't call that. You guys were both like, oh my god, I'm like, what's happening? They're just talking. What's happening, you guys?
Because also that,
I get it.
But that was
it.
Also a very totally awkward scene that he was there. Like, I know they made it about like Louisa or whatever, but it was kind of a really random out of place scene for me.
It was
kind of just, we're gonna throw Raph in there for really quick. So that's why it stood out
Michael
a little bit.
Sloan,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
But we should talk about the talk that Zoe has with
Jane,
because I think that was
her reaction was perfect.
Yeah. You know, it's the show Jane the Virgin, and now it's
Jane.
Even though I'm just sure it's still going to be Jane the Virgin, but you know what I mean? Like her, it's complete identity change, like we were talking about. Exactly.
And after, like, you know, for so long, and everything that she had with Michael before was like beautiful, but that's just so crazy to me that she lost it. And I think that's why you feel so sad, because I think almost I held on to it like, yes, like I'm a part of it. Somebody, one of us.
Yeah. You know? If it's not me, it's you.
Give me liberty or give me death. She got liberty, though.
Zoe's reaction, though, was so perfect. She was like, it gets better. You'll figure out what works for you, too. You'll work on this together. She didn't really care to know the details, but... she called it. She knows that it's going to get better.
Mm-hmm. I think from now on, then, the talks to our children should be, you know, sex is very beautiful. Save it for the right person. It should be like, sex is very awkward in the beginning. So save it for the right person. Be with someone that you're comfortable
with. That's a good one.
You know? It's just weird because you guys are not going to know what to do. I'm not going to tell you.
I know. I'm not going to tell you.
I'm not going to tell you.
Don't ask me.
I'm not trying
Figure
to let you be an expert for it. I'm not going to give you training courses. But, yeah. Isn't that crazy? Man.
Loving that gold chain on you, by the way.
Oh. It's like, you could only see the outside.
It's glistening.
Of it.
Yeah.
This is glistening.
Love
this
it.
It's 24 carats from Colombia.
Oh.
Love it.
I don't know why I went Jersey on that. That was weird.
Plato o plomo?
Oro.
No, from Narcos.
Oh, Narcos.
Because you said Colombia.
Yeah.
But do
I
you
am
guys
Colombian.
See? Do you guys feel that this means also that Zoe's gonna give up singing?
No.
No, I think that this will allow her to blossom a little bit more if she's more relaxed about it, you know? I think that's the weird thing about kind of going after your dream and, like, creativity is that you, especially when you have so much more time, you're like, God, what am I supposed to do? You know, it's said that you should spend about 8 hours of your day, like, every
sleeping.
Other... No, like a Monday through Friday, you know, anything that goes towards your career mm-hmm. because it's not like you're at a desk with a bunch of tasks to do. And now that she said that out loud, and I was surprised that she didn't have like a little nervous breakdown when she saw Gloria Estefan and
she bowed.
But she started singing, and that was cool. So maybe that will just allow her to relax a little bit and be a little bit more free with her singing and artistry, and it'll exude something different for her audience. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then maybe they'll accept her and she'll kind of blow up, which would be great, especially if they're going to do the Passion of the Santos in English, where then she can now be in the novela because she doesn't have to speak Spanish.
Oh, that would be nice.
It would.
I think she's going to need a little push to keep chasing her dreams, though.
Yeah.
And Jane and said I personally that. Wouldn't she said mind... every now and then she kind of needs some motivation.
And I wouldn't mind if she didn't pursue it.
You wouldn't?
No, I mean, if she found something else that she can do because... Mm-hmm. To be perfectly honest, in the show, So doesn't do anything. What does she do?
Yeah, she's not the main character.
She teaches dance
to little kids. Yeah,
to little kids who come to her house. But still, that's her main income.
Yeah, but is your mentality not the way Abuela sees her?
Mm-hmm.
Like she just had the baby, and she's just been chilling with her mom the whole time.
Yeah.
Yikes! Not that that's wrong. I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying. Her identity's been a daughter and a mother.
Yeah.
Not. Really
but
a
trying
singer.
To make it as a singer was part of it.
And yeah. So she's finally by herself.
So that's two identities that are dying.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
If she quits.
Well, you had a little bit of news and gossip earlier. Well, news. What was
oh, yeah.
It?
This episode was... Ooh.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So this episode was actually directed by Eva Longoria.
Awesome.
And I was going through her Twitter, and a lot of fans had tweeted her, and she had answered a lot of questions for fans. One person asked her what she liked best about being behind the scenes, and she said it was working with the actors.
Of course.
And then there's another fan that asked her how she felt when she was first asked to direct this episode, and she said, quote, shocked. So...
Yeah, which
pretty
is
cool.
crazy. And I think the fact that she directed it, I think she did pretty brilliant. Yeah. When we were watching them having, like, sex and, like, dealing with it, we were like, oh, my God, this is so real. Mm-hmm. This is totally what goes down when you're, like, and not even just when you've lost your virginity. I mean, essentially sex with any new person when you're just kind of, especially when you're trying to do it more than once mm-hmm. and when you're just learning each other.
They captured it perfectly.
They really did. Yeah. Because you're, like, awkward watching it. You're like, oh, my God.
And
really
how many
weird.
Times have you watched like a passionate sex scene in a movie that's been
like,
awkward like that?
Yeah,
no,
never.
It was captured perfectly.
It was. Yeah. That's
great
really
job.
Exciting that she did. I did the show for Devious Maids, which is something that she created, mm-hmm. and Judy Reyes, who plays Raphael's the network executive. I keep mm-hmm. blanking out on her name, but Judy Reyes
Lupe?
Was.
I'm just kidding. I keep making that up. Sorry,
but she was in. Devious Maid, so that's kind of interesting that mm-hmm. there's still that connection. Yeah.
Of course. Oh, that's awesome.
Another tweet, she said that she likes both behind the scenes, like behind the camera and in front of the camera.
Yeah.
There was a fan that asked her, you know, which one do you like more? She said, that's a tough one.
Right.
I think it would be cool to have Eva on the show. She could be one of Rogelio's, like, celebrity friends.
Yeah. Or Raph's new love interest. No. We're saving that.
Raph is only going to love
that Jane. For season 5 when he's with Jane. Anyways, okay, now it's time for predictions.
is that the dance?
Now yeah, it's been the third time around. Okay, starting over there with the Armenian.
With the Armenian.
No, Armenian.
Armenian.
Happy Halloween, everyone. So,
banana.
Okay, so my prediction. I think it is. Zoe is a big part of this show and Jane's life, and her dream is what I admire a lot about her. I'm predicting she is not giving up. on her dream of singing. And I like your prediction about the Rogelio's television show her becoming a part of that.
I hope.
I like that.
That would be nice.
Yeah, combining the two.
I don't really have any predictions, but I feel like I'm wondering how the show's going to go now.
Yeah. Mm.
Because the show's identity was her virginity as well. So I'm wondering what are going to be the ups and downs. You know, obviously there's always the drama with Rose and all that stuff, but I don't know. So I'm actually, like, the preview for next... Okay, I'm excited. I'm hoping that they'll finally figure out that Petra is Aneska. So, I'm excited for that. As far as Jane and Michael go, I just really don't know. I can't...
Where that's going.
Mm-hmm. Because they're a happy family now.
Okay, maybe they'll try having babies soon. I have a couple of
predictions.
Oh, that's true.
So, I think that now that Jane has lost her virginity, we are going to see her become a little bit less Jane in regards to her decision-makings, her attitude towards certain things and the way that she may speak and the way that she may view things, because she, again, like I said, it does change a person a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not that she isn't mature already, but she's mature in, like, the good, wholesome way, where we're going to see her as the mature, in our society, realistic adult way,
mm-hmm.
right? Which, not that it isn't realistic that she could be that way or that an adult can be that way regardless, but I think we'll see a little bit of difference there. And I think that when... they get into the fight, when she jumps into the pool, I'm hoping that Aneska kind of freaks out for something and either one accidentally, the accent comes out, or they see something, or she's like, I can't swim, or something like that. And then, Ralph is like, Petra, you can swim.
Right.
Something like that. And then I kind of can't wait for, I think it's going to come out to Ralph. Well, Raph is going to bring it up, and he's going to be hurt about it. He's not going to act like a good friend when he finds out that Jane isn't a virgin anymore. And I'm really excited to see what the discussion is between them.
Yeah.
You know? As far as Jane and Michael goes, I'm sure everything's going to be fine for a while, and that it's going to be really nice. But I don't know why I'm nervous, but still feel like it's going to be a friend thing later. But maybe not. I'm tripping. I think I'm just hopeful wishing. Team Michael.
Hashtag team.
I didn't say anything.
I know. But yeah. So we'll see. And then Michael, hopefully Michael kind of gets, he's going to start figuring some things out, because we see that Raph's mom is dead now and says,
son. That's right. We completely forgot about that.
Yeah. Which is scary, like, though, too, because at the same time.
It was a good cliffhanger.
I almost rather have Michael and Jane not be together via separation rather than Michael dying. You know what I'm saying? Because I just don't want to. I don't want to not see his character, though, either.
Oh, okay.
Like, work get in the way.
No, I think it would be a mutual understanding. If they were ever to separate, it would just be because they love each other and they know that it was like a different type of love, and they didn't want to lose each other, but they can now accept that they don't have to be married to have each other.
No,
that's gonna be a long time from now if that happens. Yeah,
it is because they're fighters, so I doubt it. Anyway, but that's also, again, hopeful wishing. It's not going to happen. Jane and Michael, forever. Jane and Michael, por vida. Forever. Por la vida. Por siempre. Okay. All right. Where can they find you on social media?
Oh, you can find me at Natalie Tavidian. That's Natalie with a Y.
Natalie Tavidian, the Arminian.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. I love that. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, XOXOCESCA.
Yay. Thank you all so much for watching. Join us again next week for another discussion. You can follow me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, and on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.